Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 4th, Friday, 2020, day 248. Today's topic, worship gold, worship silver, worship gods, but not the triune God. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 99 verses 1 to 9, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1 to chapter 9 verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 8 to 16, Proverbs 22 verses 17 to 19. Today's main passage from Psalm 99 verses 1 to 9. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim, let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion, he is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name, he is holy. The King is mighty, he loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob you have done what is just and right. Exalted the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is worship gold, worship silver, worship gods, but not the triune God. Today, Psalms leads me to think of the ignorance of human beings. They worship money, worship fame, worship power, worship all kinds of gods, but not the triune God. Today, Psalm tells us Moses and Aaron who worshiped God, and God talked to them like friends, gave them commandments to obey, and if they really listened and obeyed, they were being protected and blessed from generations to generations. Let's wake up in the midst of this pandemic and be able to help many people to wake up. Do not worship gold, silver, and other gods anymore, but to worship the true one and only one God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we can talk to our God each day like friends and are willing to listen and obey to Him. Thank you for joining us the past 3 days of the Easter fasting. May fasting become your lifestyle, that you will be renewed day after day, and that God's name will be glorified. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to wake up in the midst of this pandemic and be able to help many people to wake up, not worshiping gold, silver, and other gods anymore, but to worship you as our Lord and King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch, and what have you heard from Jesus now? Number two, what is your next step? To be more closer to God. Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.